Long day?
Very.
Plus, I got no sleep last night. All that kicking and moving around.
But the baby's kicking already?
No. Greg fell asleep watching Footloose.
Oh. Dominic, what are you doing? You know you're not supposed to play Uncle Greg's guitar.
Aunt Kim said I could.
Hey, Kim, did you tell him he could play Greg's guitar?
No, but he can't play any worse than Greg. My last ultrasound, the baby had its thumbs in its ears.
Dominic, she didn't give you permission. You lied, Dominic, and you lied right to my face.
No, I didn't.
Dad, I just did it again. You know what, Dominic, just go to your room. I can't deal with you right now.
Dominic lied? He never lies.
I know. It's this new thing with him. I mean, that's his fourth lie this week. And five, if you count Friday when he said he liked your gazpacho.
Doesn't like my gazpacho?
Nobody likes your gazpacho, Kim. It's cold soup. Can we end the charade?
I was just trying to give your family a little culture. Bet if I shoved it in a hot pocket and smothered it in Velveeta, the four of you would be out back wrestling over it.
Come on, give me another one.
I'm sick of playing.
Okay, one more and I'll stop.
Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, whoa. Sir Anthony Hopkins was in Silence of the Lambs with Jodie Foster, who was in Maverick with Mel Gibson, who was in Lethal Weapon with Gary Busey, who was in DC Cap, which brings us back to who? Mr. T.
You try this again tomorrow and I swear I'll put in one of Kim's books on tape. I have the Ya-Ya Sisterhood and I'm not afraid to use it.
Hi, guys.
Kim.
Oh, there's my baby. Oh, feels good to strap on the old axe.
If I could save time at a bar. Oh. If I could say.
He did it again? Even I didn't start lying that young.
Really?
Oh, that's a lie. I was even younger. Yeah, but see what happens? Once you start, there's no stopping. We gotta do something. It's like the fourth lie this week. Well, the fifth, if you count.
Everybody hates the gazpacho.
Look, it's fine if you want to give salsa a fancy name, but at least serve it with some chips.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do, Jimmy. I keep punishing him. He keeps lying. Nothing seems to work.
Maybe it's time I got a little tough on him.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get tough on him? Please, you let him stay up past his bedtime. You let him eat whatever junk he wants. And you're never hard on him because all you care about is that he goes around telling everybody that you're his best friend.
Oh, that's ridiculous, okay? I'm his father, and if I have to, he really tells people I'm his best friend?
Yes, because you don't punish him. I do. Doesn't even seem to bother him.
Well, you know what? Things are about to change around here, okay? He's obviously not scared of you. So now Big Bad Daddy's going to have to go in there and lay down the law. I'm not going to stand for this kind of crap. I'm going to march into his room, I'm going to get into his face, and I will scare the hell out of him.
You know, we always complain about guys not being sensitive enough, but I got to say, it's kind of hot seeing our animalist masculine side come out.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
I wouldn't know.
Dominic, do you know why I'm here right now? Don't act like you don't know the answer. I'm here because I'm mad. Now, why did you lie?
Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah? Well, you're in trouble now, mister, okay? You've been getting off light with your mom, but now you went and woke the bull. You know what happens when you wake the bull? Ask me what happens, Dominic.
What happens?
When you wake the bull, you get the horns. Now, trust me. If you lie again, you are going to get punished by me. And believe me, it will be far worse than any punishment you have ever had. You understand?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, bull.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about Dominic lying anymore.
What makes you so sure?
Commute now that you guys are riding to work together.
That's kind of a push. We save 20 minutes because of the carpool lane. We lose 20 minutes because of the drive-through lane.
Christine, our next car has got to have heated seats like Greg's. Feel my chalupas. They're still warm.
Jimmy, these are gorditas.
I know. Feel my chalupas.
Dominic lied again.
What?
Yep. I asked him if he cleaned his room before he went out to ride his bike, and he lied.
I can't believe this. Where is he?
I told him to wait for you in his room.
Well, good. Good. You know, I didn't want to have to come to this, but obviously he's not taking this seriously. So here we go. Here we go.
What?
I don't really know what to do.
Jimmy, do what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, I was kind of vague. I just said, you know, if you wake the bull, you'll get the horns.
So? Give him the horns.
I don't even know what that means.
Great, Jimmy. What are you going to do now? Your 7-year-old son has called your bluff and you got nothing.
I don't know. We need to come up with something big. I know. I'll tell him if he lies again, I'll give him this.
What is that?
I don't know, but don't you think it's scarier than this?
You know what he's doing? He's testing us.
Yep. There comes a point in every parent's life where they have to either put up or shut up.
I don't know what we're going to do, Jimmy. I mean, the toys didn't work. Yelling at him didn't work. Taking away TV didn't work.
What do you think? Maybe we have to spank him?
Spank him? Who are we? Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby didn't spank his kids.
Who am I thinking of?
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, well, whatever. We're not hitting our kids.
All I know is that my father spanked me when I was a little kid and helped keep me in line. And look, I don't want to have to do it either, but nothing else is working.
All I know is I would never, ever spank a child, no matter what he did.
Okay, hold on.
What?
What are you saying? You'd never spank Sammy?
No.
I'm just saying never's a pretty big word, Kim. You were the one that said you would never listen to rap music, but who was folding clothes yesterday, and I walked in on them, and they were singing H to the Izzo, V to the Izzy.
They played in my step class. And we're never spanking Sammy. And that's the shizzle, my nizzle.
Look, you know, I did read an article that said spanking's making a comeback.
What makes me think that that article started with Dear Penthouse Forum?
What if Sammy stole something?
What?
Would you spank Sammy if he stole something?
No.
What if he stole a car? A 9-year-old in Long Beach stole a car.
We're never spanking him.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What if it was a cop car?
Look, Christine, if we don't do something big, he may never listen to us again.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, I took my parents seriously when they spanked me.
My parents didn't spank us.
No, they didn't spank you. They spanked me plenty.
Kidding. I remember you getting in trouble all the time, but I can't think of anything so bad you deserved being hit.
They spanked me when I cut off all your hair while you were sleeping.
God, I forgot about that!
Look, different things work for different kids.
Well, it worked for me. I mean, maybe we do need to spank him.
You guys even hear yourselves?
Yes, Kim. Stop acting like we're lunatics who are doing this in anger. It's like we're navigating our way through difficult waters in the best, most caring way we know how.
See, he's so good with words. I don't see why he needs to hit like an animal.
I don't know, Jimmy. I mean, do we really want to be parents who spank?
Do we really want to be parents who have no control over their kids?
No.
All right, I think I have to do it.
Hey, as long as you guys are doing this, can Sammy watch?
Craig?
Kim, if we're not going to spank him, he should at least know it's out there.
I thought you weren't going to lie anymore.
Yeah, I forgot. But it wasn't a big one.
They're all big ones. Look, Dominic, you obviously aren't taking this seriously. So now, I'm going to have to do something that neither one of us is going to enjoy. I'm going to have to spank you.
Yeah, right.
I'm not kidding, Dominic. Lying is a big deal. So from now on, every time you lie, you're going to get spanked.
I don't want to get spanked.
Well, you know what? You should remember that the next time you think about lying. Now come over here. Let's get this over with. Break! Come here.
Been in there a long time.
Yep.
What if it wasn't a car? I mean, what if Sammy stole a tank?
For God's sake.
Well, it just seems to me if he stole a tank and we didn't spank him, that would be irresponsible parenting.
Fine, Greg. If Sammy steals a tank, then you can spank him.
Of course, if he steals a tank, that's really more of a problem for the police now, isn't it?
Hey.
Oh, I guess he hates me now.
Whoa. Wait, you're still Logan's favorite?
He's easy. You can steal him with a cupcake and a tickle fight.
That's how I got you. Honey, you did what had to be done. Bill Cosby did something. I know he did something.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my butt hurts.
My hand hurts a little, too. Look, I don't ever want to have to do that again, but you know I did it, right?
Because I lied?
You know why you shouldn't lie?
Because you'll spank me?
No. Dominic, you know what? That's good enough for now. Just promise me you won't ever do it again?
I promise.
Come here, buddy. You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I like it better when we're friends. So I'll tell you what, how about when I get home from work tomorrow, we go to the go-kart track?
Really? You said I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's finally time.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? If you love it and you're dedicated enough, maybe you could turn out like my cousin Bobby.
Is he a race car driver?
No, just a 40-year-old guy who likes to drive go-karts. Okay, who's ready to ride the go-karts? Where's Dominic?
In his room.
Okay, Dominic, let's go!
He lied again.
Oh, no, no, no!
Yep, I asked him if he did his homework, and he told me he had.
Son of a...
You know, Christine, if you wouldn't ask him so many questions, maybe he wouldn't lie so much.
I can't believe spanking didn't work.
Yeah, you figure something that's morally wrong that causes long-term psychological damage would at least have a short-term Band-Aid effect.
Maybe you didn't spank him hard enough.
I spanked him hard enough.
How hard did you?
Greg!
So now what am I supposed to do?
I think you have to spank him again.
No, no, no. The plan was I was only going to have to spank him once. You know, I thought it was like the atom bomb. It's like the last thing on Earth you want to use, but once you drop it, it's over.
Here, show me.
What?
Show me how hard you spanked him.
I'm not going to hit you, Greg. I really thought I got through to him.
Here, hit my leg.
Greg!
I'm just saying, denim's really thick, and if he had a new pair of jeans... Ow! Ow! Ow!
Are you going to stop interrupting me now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I promise.
Look, Christine, when you asked him about the homework, did you know he was guilty? Because, you know, that's entrapment.
Jimmy, he lied. You have to spank him.
I don't think I could do it again.
What happened to Big Bad Daddy?
I made him up. He's not a real person. Look, Christine, when are you going to understand this, okay? I'm not a bull. I don't have horns. I'm not a Big Bad Daddy.
Oh, my. Fine. I'll do it. How hard did you hit him?
Hard! He hit him hard!
Dominic, get over here.
Are you going to spank me?
Well, you knew that if you lied again, you were going to get spanked.
Yeah, but are you going to spank me, Mommy?
No. No. I just, came in to get your rug. Yeah. It needs to be clean. What? This rug is filthy.
You didn't do it, did you?
Well, yes, I did. He'll tell you I didn't, but we both know he's a liar. Fine, I couldn't do it.
Well, it didn't work anyway, so I'm not doing it either.
Is somebody gonna come in here and spank me or what?
No, Dominic, we're not spanking you anymore, so why don't you go back into your room until we figure out what to do with you?
But it's starting to get dark. You said you were going to take me to the go-kart track.
I'm not taking you to the go-karts.
But you promised.
Yeah, well... I lied.
What?
That's right, Dominic. I lied. How's it feel?
You can't lie. You're a dad.
Yeah, well, you know how you feel right now, Dominic? That's the same way that we feel when you lie to us.
That's the reason not to lie, Dominic. Not because you're going to get spanked or get sent to your room. But because you don't want to make people feel the way you feel right now.
You get it now, Dominic?
Why don't you go back into your room and think about that for a while?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we kind of stumbled into something there.
What's going to happen one day when he figures out we have no idea what we're doing and we're just making it up as we go along?
I don't know, but if he's mad, he's coming after you first. You're the monster who hit him.
All right. I'll see you in a little while.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to the go-karts. I didn't do anything wrong. Hey, if Dominic asks, just tell him I went to the grocery store.
You want me to lie to him?
Yeah. I'll be back around 11 to give you your spanking.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walk in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. You notice that butt was stuffed. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. Want none unless you got buns, huh?